Turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. In this chapter, Jesus spoke for a while on the subject of prayer and how often we should pray and how we should pray. In verse 5, he said, "When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites. They love praying standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street to be seen of men." The street corners are not the place of prayer. The street corners was where Jesus stood to preach the word. It was out in the streets that the disciples of the Lord preached their first Pentecostal message. The streets and street corners are for preaching, not for praying. He says, "When you pray, don't use vain repetitions like the heathens do. When you pray, don't be like them. Pray in this manner: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread." Give us our daily bread. God can give to us daily bread. Psalms 68 and 19 tells us, "Blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us up with benefits, even the God of our salvation." In Psalm 72 we read, "And daily shall he be praised." Friend, there are some things that we need to do daily, as in every day. God wants us to pray daily. He wants us to ask him for our daily bread. Friend, God has a reputation of providing daily bread for his people. If you'll turn your Bibles to Exodus, the 16th chapter, you'll find that when the congregation of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness, and they said to them, "We would to God that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and we did eat bread to the full. But you, Moses and Aaron, have brought us into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." These people was hungry. Not only was their stomach grumbling, but their lips were grumbling. They murmured against Moses and Aaron. You know what I see here? I see a people who had rather die in bondage with a belly full than to have an empty belly and trusting God to prepare a table in the wilderness. It's the same way with people today in the church. They had rather die in the world, filled with a good time provided by the devil, than to be hungry in the church and pray and trust God for a rain of revival. I read of such a family who, when there was a famine in the land, left, headed for Moab, looking for greener pastures. You know the story of Naomi in the land of Moab. Her two sons and a husband died, but everyone didn't leave the land. There were some who stayed, some who prayed, and as a result, God visited them and they prospered. When Naomi heard that God had visited the land again, she decided to return home. She told the people, "I left full and I have returned empty." Even though there was a famine in the land, Naomi and her family was full. God was providing, but they left anyway. Some stayed and prayed, and God heard them and healed their land. What did God do in the wilderness? He told Moses, "I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day." And the next morning, when the people saw the food that God had rained down, they said one to another, "It is manna," for they did not know what it was. But Moses explained to them what it was. "This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat." Moses continued and said, "Gather it every man according to his eating, and take every man for them which are in his tents." And when they did, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. I like that. There was enough for all of them. But Moses told them something else. Moses told them, "Eat all that you get. Let no man leave it until the morning." But some of them left it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank, and Moses was angry with them. Moses is telling them, "This is your daily bread. Don't go out today and pick enough for the rest of the week and try to store it up. It won't keep. It has a shelf life. Tomorrow it will be polluted." Friend, I found out the same thing. When I try to live today on what God gave me yesterday, I'll find that by my own overthinking, by the thoughts that the devil would put into my mind about what I received yesterday, I've discovered it has become polluted. I need that daily loading up of his benefits. I don't know why those people in the wilderness decide to try to eat leftovers. Friend, I don't believe that God wants us to live our lives on leftovers. God wants to rain down that food from heaven on a daily basis. We don't have to go to our place of worship and try to stay warm by the embers of a revival of 10 years ago. God can give us a revival in our church on a daily basis. God can rain down His power, His Spirit, and give us a new testimony. We won't have to keep giving a testimony from 10 years back. God can give us a new testimony. Can you say amen? I'm going to stop the lesson right here. I started out this lesson to talk about some things that we need to do daily. And by reading the scriptures, I discovered that there were many things that were taught that we should do daily in order to survive in this war against the devil. As I was teaching on this, the Spirit led me down another trail. I know that God had a purpose for this. There is someone out there that needed this. You may be in your home, riding down the road in your vehicle, but God has given this message for you.